Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Breaking new ground. We break new ground when we have a vision, something that's looking for somewhere to come to pass. So we're excited about this week's teaching as we go back through Luke chapter 5, and then we're going to John chapter 13 and Acts chapter 11. There was some new wine in Luke chapter 5, and they needed somewhere to put it. The new wine was already ready. So let's look at Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 36. Then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. But also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says the old is better. So in verse 37, it said there's new wine and they're looking for somewhere to put it. So their first thought, well, we have the old wineskin. They said, no, you can't put that new wine in the old wineskin because surely it will burst and it will not be able to contain it. So there's some new wine and the Lord is looking for somewhere to put it. So we must bring forth the new wineskins, the new place of capacity for the Lord to fill.
It's so on point here for 2026 that as we come into 2026, there's a couple of things we should ask ourselves and be conscious of, that time changes. Season changes. It doesn't stay the same. Now, ask yourself, if time change, and we always say, even here in Florida, we have time change. It goes from daylight saving time, you know, and whether we like it or not, is the time to change the clock. So there's a change that we have no choice over because we are forced to make that change, okay? Now, we're coming into 2026, and the word for 2026 is simple this. We need to break new ground. Our story must change. We should have a change of story. We should write a new story for a new chapter in the story of life. That's where I'm going. 2026, we should write a new chapter in the story of life. Are we going to write the same old story? The same thing? We complain and going over the same story? Or are we going to write a brand new chapter in the story of life? So we're saying this year, it's time to break new ground. So I asked the question, Pastor Diane and Pastor Emily, why people are afraid to break new ground? Because let's just discuss that a little bit here. Why do you think people are afraid to break new ground? What do you guys think?
There's a lot of reasons. First of all, they're afraid that they're going to make a mistake, that it's not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, to stay put is so comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, we change. We have to go out and go in an unknown zone. So we like to keep it the way it is.
As a comfortability. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. The same old. So that's a good point, Emily. Pastor, that. What do you think people are so afraid to break new ground?
Because it costs.
Yes, right? I was going there.
It costs. So yeah. Just like the Bible says, when a man goes to do a project, he must first sit down and count the cost. He has to see if he has enough at the end of the thing in order to bring it into full manifestation, or is he going to be laughed out and laughed at and mocked?
Yeah.
So he has to be able to, on the front end, identify what the cost is and then see if it is sustainable.
Yes. So the cost factor. Mm-hmm. The cost factor. And since there's a cost, there's a price tag mm-hmm. attached to breaking new ground. So this morning we can think about it, and you guys are putting some good points forward. One, the cost factor. Mm-hmm. Two, we are comfortable, complacent. Mm-hmm. We just go with what it is instead of making the choice to do something different.
It's just like when we were talking about health, when we said that there's a cost to be healthy,
yeah.
and there's a cost when we're unhealthy. So either way, there's a cost. So either we're going to strategize and we're going to move through the cost on the front end, and then it's going to be an investment in the better outcome, or we're going to remain where we are, and then things are going to begin to fall down around us, and then there's going to be a cost on the back end. So when we're but more proactive and we're looking at the cost on the front end, then we're able to strategize and we're able to navigate to make our way through as an investment, instead of always just trying to keep up and always just trying to get to a place of stability.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sitting in a house and you know that there's things that need to be done in that house and you're not doing them, you're waiting until it's, you know, totally broken, totally, you know, done, and things have to be replaced. It's a greater expense than if you're maintaining them all along, paying that initial cost on the front, strategizing and saying, okay, this is my home. There's certain things. I know how long the roof's going to last. I know typically how long the air conditioners last. I know typically how long these different things last when they are maintained. So either we're going to pay the cost on the front end and get longevity out of things, same with our car, any possessions that we have, or we're going to pay the cost on the back end.
Right. And so we look at costs. And a lot of time, benefits outweigh costs. Mm-hmm. Benefits outweigh costs. But we don't look at the benefit mm-hmm. first.
Yeah.
What we look at is the cost. Mm-hmm. And the costs drive us into complacency, not to attempt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to push the cost away.
That's right. So my challenge mm-hmm. to make your day count, family, this year is to look at the benefit and mm-hmm. breaking new ground.
Mm-hmm.
What are the benefits? And when you see the benefit, then the cost is now insignificant mm-hmm. to the benefit. That's it. Are you with me, guys, mm-hmm. this morning? When we see the result, what we're going to get, the benefit of breaking new ground, outweigh the cost of it, mm-hmm. then we will do it. It will drive you. But if we only see the cost and not the benefit, I promise you we won't do it.
They have the new wine in Luke chapter 5.
Yes.
And they're looking for a place to put it.
Right.
It doesn't say, hey, we have some old wineskins. We have some old wineskins where we need something to put in them. No, it says there's some new wine
yeah.
looking
yeah.
for somewhere to be put. So it has a destination. So
yes.
the destination is the new wineskin. They cannot put it in the old wineskin. So when we have vision from God, when he's strategically showing us these things, we have to create the capacity here in the earth for him to deposit the new wine. So we must do our part on the front end, because if the new wine is put into the old wine skin, it's all waste.
That's right. So it's going to cost you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we stay with this on this Monday morning, the cost factor mm-hmm. and being complacent. complacency. Mm-hmm. Stay put. Watch. It's going to cost us one way or the other. If you put new wine into the old wineskin, the new wine that you just put there won't be preserved. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wasted. Mm-hmm. So it's going to cost you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you get a new wineskin, that's going to cost you mm-hmm. also
mm-hmm.
to preserve the new wine. That's why we talk about the benefits. The benefits outweigh the cost. Mm-hmm. The benefit outweigh the cost. So the benefit of breaking new ground outweigh the cost. What am I going to get in the area of this year that I'm working in?
So something people will use to stay put is they saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
But my question to you is, why not fix it? If you're contemplating it, fixing it, that means it needs to be fixed.
That's right. I love that this morning. The reason why it says, if it's not broke,
don't fix it. But that's just a saying to keep you where you are, where you're comfortable. But if you're contemplating that something needs fixing, it needs to be fixed.
That's right. We're conscious.
Yeah.
Diane.
Yeah.
We had already been conscious that it needs what?
Attention.
But you know why we says if it don't broke, don't fix it? Because of the cost.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
The uncomfortability.
And stop working. So let's continue with it. Why go spend all this money to fix it when it's still working? And guess what? It's going to cost us because it's going to stop work in a time when it is the worst time. And then we're going to say, man, I should have fixed it 2 months ago. If I only did listen to my mind,
mm-hmm.
which is your spirit. If you only did listen to the spirit that was nudging you, saying it's time for a change.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it was the warning before the destruction.
Yes.
So there's a cost to preserve, and there's a cost of waste. So there's a cost to preserve, to maintain, and then there's a cost when things are wasted. So this new wine, it's ready. So we must pay the price to preserve it. You have the capacity, the new wine skin for the new wine. Otherwise, it's going to be wasted. It's already ready. All things are ready from the foundation of the world concerning you. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.